Wow, fantastic. I mean, that is what I call country rock. You know, one thing you gotta say about Stan Dickey is that he is a true patriot. And I think that's exemplified in one of my favorite songs of his. Now, according to the song, his wife came out against the war. So Stan Dickey tried to do something about it, like a good patriot. I admire him. I think we all should. This song's called I Call It Guantanamo.
Those first few years were so good. She never said much, just sat there looking pretty as she could be. But then she started a thinking too much. She thought that war was wrong. So I called Guantanamo. I said, can you take my baby? And all they said was no. Then I called the president and said, she's going crazy.
That song is poignant. What would you do if you felt like your country had abandoned you? I don't know what I would do. Of course, one thing we do know is that somehow, at some point, Stan Dickey ended up in Canada. We don't really know how. Maybe it's a little bit like Ronnie Hawkins' story, where he went up to Toronto, played a little bit, started playing with a group of guys that they used to call the band, and they went off and became a really big-time band called The Band. Well, I don't actually think that happened to Stan. But at some point, he came to Canada, and that's apparently where he's living. No one knows for sure where. I've tried to locate him. I've tried to get an interview for this show, but I can't get him. But you know what? That's okay, because we have his music. We love his music.